From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Islamist group Hamas appears headed for a strong showing in today's Palestinian elections. Turnout was high, and unofficial exit polls show Hamas winning nearly as many seats as the ruling Fatah party. Western and Arab election observers say voting went relatively smoothly across the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and East Jerusalem, with only minor scuffles and few violations reported. Coming up, we'll talk about how the U.S. might deal with a government that includes Hamas. First, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Gaza.
In theory, campaigning today was forbidden, especially at voting spots. But at polling sites across the Palestinian territories, voters had to wade through supporters from all parties, passing out pamphlets, voter cards, and stickers. In Gaza City, boys backing Fatah sang, "Vote for Fatah, mother of the people." Hamas supporters nearby chanted and waved big green Hamas flags. Fatah, for now, still controls the Palestinian Authority. But this first parliamentary vote in a decade also marked the first time Palestinians had a real choice. Mohammed Ibrahim took his 12-year-old son Abdullah with him for the historic vote.
I'm voting for the sake that to learn him what is democracy, to grow up knowing what is democracy, to be aware of his rights in democratic state.
Ibrahim said he's not a committed supporter of Hamas, the Islamist militants Israel, the U.S., and much of Europe see as a terrorist organization. But Ibrahim said he hopes to shake things up with his vote for Hamas.
But only for the sake of change. So let's see here something different. The Hamas and all the other parties, we have to see the competition, a democratic in the Palestinian society.
Hamas is banking on fed-up voters like Ibrahim to join with their more hardcore base of support among conservative fundamentalist Muslims such as Wale Attar. A student, Attar wears a green Hamas baseball cap atop her full-length, face-covering black hijab.
Hamas is going in the direction of the Islam, the demands of God. She is the right direction. And she is the side who did resist all the time. And she is the power here.
Fatah lost ground to Hamas amid charges millions in aid money was misspent at best and stolen at worst by Fatah's old guard. The founders of the movement for a Palestinian state, who many charge, became jaded and out of touch. Hamas, in turn, touts its efficient use of limited funds for health care and other charities. 42-year-old Samir Musharawi is part of a younger generation of Fatah activists rising to power in the post-Arafat era. Near a polling station in Gaza City today, Musharawi acknowledged Fatah's leaders struggled to address charges they were complacent and corrupt. But Musharawi warns Hamas that governing isn't as easy as being in the opposition.
We went to the people and admit our mistakes and apologized. We know how to overcome it, and we are moving in the right direction. Governing is more than slogans. It is a big responsibility and a big challenge. And Fatah is the only realistic, moderate movement that's able to carry this weight.
But after today, Fatah may have to share that governing weight with Hamas, a group the West and Israel have been pressuring the Palestinian Authority for months to disarm. After 5 years of the second Intifada, or uprising against Israel, the Palestinian economy is in ruins. Unemployment is soaring. Armed factions in Gaza are vying for jobs and power. The Abu Hatars, Kamal and Wahab, stuck by Fatah today. "We hope we made the right choice," Kamal says, "to help the people who are suffering."
To reform the country, to stop the chaos, to find jobs for people, to have a better situation.
Marwan Kanafani, a former top advisor to Yasser Arafat, ran for parliament as an independent. Taking in the scene just outside his polling site, Kanafani said after today, a Fatah-Hamas power-sharing alliance may be the only option.
That's the only way it's going to be. I don't think any of them will get the majority. So there will be a kind of coalition. It's going to be new to the system, to the people, and to everybody.
And new to Israel and the West, which may now have to deal with a Palestinian parliament that includes major representation from a group they see as an unabashed terrorist organization. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.